Hello, wonderful parent. It's me, Inara, and I am so happy you're here today. You know, the magic book and I have been noticing something beautiful happening in homes all around the world. Parents like you are asking such thoughtful questions about their children, and today I want to talk about something that touches many hearts. When your child seems hesitant to speak up for themselves or handle challenges independently. First, I want you to take a deep breath with me, because if you're worried about this, it means you care deeply about your child's growth and confidence. And that care, that's exactly what they need most. Now, here's something wonderful that the magic book taught me. When we see a child who observes before speaking, who thinks carefully before acting, who seems to wait for guidance rather than jumping in independently, we're not seeing a problem. We're seeing a learner. We're seeing a thinker. We're seeing a child who is building the foundation for wisdom. Let me share what research tells us, because this is so important. The National Association for the Education of Young Children has discovered something beautiful. When children are given autonomy and agency in how they approach problems, when they're allowed to make hypotheses and explore solutions with support, something magical happens. Their learning deepens. Their executive functioning improves. Their confidence grows from the inside out. And here's what makes this even more special. Children ages 5 to 6 are in a critical developmental window. This is the time when independence and self-advocacy skills are actively forming. Think of it like watching a flower bloom. You wouldn't pull the petals open faster, would you? You'd give it sunlight, water, and time. Your child's voice is blooming too. Research published in Clinical Child Psychology and Psychiatry found that when children feel their autonomy is being supported, their self-motivation and well-being is enhanced, and their sense of competence grows. Did you catch that? When we support their autonomy, they feel more competent. We're not pushing them to be independent. We're creating the safe space where independence can unfold naturally. So what does this look like in real life? Let me share some gentle strategies that the magic book and research both celebrate. First, offer choices. Not overwhelming choices, but meaningful ones. Instead of asking what they want for breakfast from the entire kitchen, offer two options. Do you want the blue cup or the red cup? Would you like to wear your striped shirt or your star shirt? These small choices are like practice runs for their voice. They're learning that their preferences matter, that speaking up leads to good things. Second, ask open-ended questions. Instead of questions that have yes or no answers, try questions that invite their thoughts. What do you think we should build with these blocks? How do you think we could solve this puzzle? What would you like to try first? These questions tell your child that their ideas have value, that their voice deserves to be heard. Third, and this is so important, respond positively when they do speak up or try something independently. Even if they make a choice you wouldn't have made, even if they try something and it doesn't work perfectly, celebrate the trying. You decided to put on your shoes all by yourself. You told me what you needed. That took courage. When we celebrate their voice, they learn to trust it. Fourth, give them time. Some children are processors. They need a moment to think before they speak. They need to observe before they act. And that's not hesitation, that's wisdom forming. When you ask them a question, count to 10 in your head before jumping in to help. Give them the space to find their words. And fifth, model self-advocacy yourself. Let them hear you speaking up gently. I'm going to tell the waiter that my order was different than what I asked for. I'm going to let my friend know that I need to leave a bit earlier today. When children see us using our voices kindly and clearly, they learn that speaking up is normal and safe. Now, the magic book has shown me something truly special. There's a story in the Book of Inara called The Marble Voices of Ancient Athens. In this story, Lucas and Ella discover something magical. Ancient marble columns that glow and echo when children speak up for fairness. They learn that every voice matters, that speaking up is how positive change begins, and that even small voices can create big ripples of good in the world. What I love about this story is how it shows children that their voice has power. Not loud power, not forceful power, but the power to make things better. The power to stand up for what's right, the power to help others. And it shows them that learning to use your voice is a journey. Lucas and Ella don't start out confident. They discover their voices together, step by step. After you read this story with your child, you can remind them that just like in ancient Athens, their voice matters. When they have something to say, even if it feels hard, speaking up helps make things better for everyone. You can practice together in small, safe ways. At home, with family, in situations where they feel secure. Here's what the research tells us, and what the magic book whispers too. This developmental phase is not about pushing children to be independent before they're ready. It's about creating supportive environments where children feel safe practicing their emerging self-advocacy skills with patient, responsive caregivers who celebrate their efforts. That's you. You're that caregiver. When you offer choices, when you ask for their input, when you give them time to process, when you celebrate their attempts, you're not just teaching skills. You're building their belief in themselves. You're showing them that their thoughts matter, their feelings matter, their voice matters. And here's something beautiful. Research shows that parental autonomy support has positive and lasting effects on children's social relationships and emotional regulation. The patience you show now, the space you create now, the encouragement you offer now, it ripples forward into their future friendships, their future confidence, their future ability to navigate the world with both independence and connection. So if your child seems quiet, if they wait for your guidance, if they observe before jumping in, take a moment to celebrate what you're seeing. You're seeing a thoughtful child, a careful child, a child who is learning to trust their own judgment while still valuing connection with you. That's not a problem to fix. That's development to support. The magic book and I believe in you, and we believe in your child. Every child's voice blooms in its own time, in its own way. Your job isn't to force the bloom. Your job is to be the sunlight and the gentle rain, to create the conditions where confidence can grow. And on the days when it feels hard, when you wonder if you're doing enough, remember this. Your child chose you. Out of all the universe, they came to you. And the fact that you're here, listening to this, asking these questions, seeking to understand, that tells me everything I need to know. You're exactly the parent they need. The Book of Inara is filled with stories that celebrate children finding their voices, building their confidence, discovering their strength. Stories like the marble voices of ancient Athens are there whenever you need them. Gentle helpers on this beautiful journey of growing up. Thank you for being here today, wonderful parent. Thank you for caring so deeply about your child's heart. The Magic Book and I are always here for you, cheering you on, believing in you both. With love and starlight, Inara.